as I was saying on the side A of the tape, I feel now there's just no one or no easy answer to the problems that we are now faced with, not only here in the Philippines, but I suppose as well in Canada you have your own problems, although the problems here are quite different. You don't have the problems of oppressive structures like we have it here. You might ask, well, why are the activists or the left so strong against the multinational companies? You might think, well, certainly this is giving employment to people in the Philippines. Well, that is true, but employment is very limited. And what many people don't realize that the multinationals, while they invest, for every dollar that they invest in the Philippines, they take out about three. I think in South America, the ratio of investment of foreign multinationals in South America is something like, for every dollar invested, they take out about five. And not only that, they are plundering the natural resources of the country. The takeover of huge tracts of land, which were formerly forest lands, the logging that's going on, and the destruction of the forest, which eventually, of course, causes great floods. So the people in the Philippines are left to deal, and future generations are left with these problems. So, of course, the multinationals will tell you a different story, but not always correct. And obviously, they would not come here unless they were making a profit, which is, of course, no one objects to. But when it comes to the destruction of the natural resources and then later on the abandonment of the country when the natural resources are gone. So that is one feature of it. Another thing is, of course, the basis. Primarily the basis the Americans maintain is for the protection of the Philippines and the Asian countries. It is very debatable whether the Russians and the Chinese do pose that threat in Asia that the Americans are talking about, or is it merely a protection for American interests? And these are the things which the leftists, or some would say nationalists, would be very, very much involved with. So nationalism sometimes is also identified with communism, which is not always the case. That as long as the bases are there, the Americans, as proven in the recent events, will manipulate and will try to control the political situation in the country. And I don't think in Canada that Canadians would tolerate too much American, and then some are, I understand, resentful of American intervention in Canadian affairs, particularly now. I just heard in the news the other day about the problem of American pollution going over into Canada, and Canadians do feel that this is an invasion of their privacy and an invasion and destruction of their natural resources. So the bases are inherent, and the things that they spawn, like prostitution, practically half the population around these bases in Longapo and in Hansa City are living off prostitution, and bars of all types which are catering to the servicemen and so forth. So there is a feeling that the Filipino is being degraded by many of these things. So there is a legitimate complaint against this. And I think that these problems are going to have to be addressed. And so there are many of these structures, as I said earlier, multinational structures, from Japan, from Europe, from America particularly, which are depriving the Filipino of his rightful place in his own country. And these problems have to be addressed, or else there will always be these irritants. And the Americans now are trying to take a role which they really did not play in the revolution, saying that they did. They have to admit that they did support Marcos for all these years, in spite of the fact they were well aware of the abuses of the Marcos administration. And now they are pretending, you know, a great shock that Marcos has stolen all his money and so forth. They certainly must have known that these things were going on over the years. Nevertheless, they did support in the hope that he would be able to control the situation for their benefits. So there is this natural resentment on the part of the Filipinos towards especially the Americans. So Cory has to be very, very careful in her dealings with outside investments coming in now and so forth, that she has to cater to the nationalists. She has to a great extent, I would say, go along with them, seek their support and so forth. How far this is going to take place, of course, we don't know at this time. But nevertheless, the problem is there and will have to be addressed.